This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Saudi Arabia, many Indian Umrah pilgrims are feared dead after a passenger bus travelling from Mecca to Medina collided with a diesel tanker early this morning. According to preliminary reports, the incident occurred around 1:30 a.m. Indian time at a location identified as Mufrihat. Initial reports indicate that the victims included women and children. The group was returning from Mecca after completing their rituals and was en route to Medina at the time of the incident. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed grief over the accident in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar said the embassy in Riyadh and the consulate in Jeddah are giving full support to Indian nationals and families affected by the accident. The Minister of External Affairs expressed his condolences to the grieving families. He also offered prayers for the swift recovery of the injured. The Consulate General of India in Jeddah has issued helpline numbers in view of the tragic bus accident near Medina in Saudi Arabia today. In a social media post, the consulate informed that a 24/7 control room has been set up in the premises. The helpline numbers are 800-244-000-3, 012-261-4093, 012-261-4276, 055-612-2301. I repeat the helpline numbers 800-244-0003, 012-261-4093, 012-261-4276, 055-612-2301. Indian public sector oil companies have signed a one-year deal to import liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the United States. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the companies will import around 2.2 million tons per annum of LPG, which will be sourced from the U.S. Gulf Coast. He said the government has been diversifying its LPG sourcing to provide secure, affordable supplies of LPG to the citizens. The meeting of Northern Zonal Council, NZC, is underway at Faridabad in Haryana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing the meeting. Northern Zonal Council comprises the states and union territories of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh. Coordination among the state governments, water-sharing issues and development work are expected to be discussed in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the vision of Team Bharat, and the zonal councils have been significantly contributing in this direction. With the belief that strong states make a strong nation, the zonal councils provide a structured mechanism for dialogue and discussion on issues affecting two or more states or the centre and states. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal will announce its verdict in the high-profile Crimes Against Humanity case today, involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her close aides. The three-judge panel, headed by Justice Muhammad Ghulam Murtaza Mazumdar, confirmed the verdict date as security has been stepped up across Dhaka. Additional forces from the Border Guard, Bangladesh Rapid Action Battalion and the army have been deployed around the tribunal premises. In Bihar, hectic parleys are underway among NDA constituents to form a new government. Discussions and series of meetings among members of the NDA alliance are continuously taking place in Patna and New Delhi. Various issues, including the structure of the cabinet and representation for various constituent parties in the Council of Ministers, are being discussed. The JDU Legislature Party will meet in Patna today to elect its leader. JDU's 85 newly elected MLAs are likely to unanimously elect Nitish Kumar as the legislative leader of the party. The BJP is also likely to elect its legislative leader. The NDA Legislature Party meeting is also expected to take place today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.